This week, the Environmental Protection Agency gave Florida citrus growers an emergency exemption to use the bee-killing pesticide clothianidin to control Asian citrus psyllid, the pest that causes citrus greening and is devastating our citrus crops. Clothianidin, which is not currently registered for use on citrus, is part of a class of neurotoxic system insecticides called neonicotinoids, which have been implicated in global honeybee declines and suspended in the European Union. Jay Feldman, executive director of Beyond Pesticides, a health and environmental advocacy group, said the EPA needs to assist in stopping the deadly use of pesticides that harm bees, butterflies, and birds with sustainable practices, rather than imperil pollinators with its decisions. He continued to say, "We understand the immediate chemical needs of chemical-intensive agriculture for increasingly toxic and persistent chemicals, but urge the EPA to help stop the treadmill lest it allow irreversible harm to the environment, biodiversity, and human health." Beyond Pesticides is urging the EPA to require that growers adopt a management plan in order to apply clothianidin. Ultimately, the EPA should be requiring growers to adopt integrated organic systems to manage pests as part of an emergency permit. Researchers say honeybees in Florida contribute to the productivity of several groups of citrus fruit, including many orange and grapefruit varieties. Through their pollinization, services, and foraging in citrus fruit, bees and other pollinators will be exposed to the contaminated pollen and nectar in the tree's flowers. As the systematic clothianidin translocates throughout the treated trees, the University of Florida says there are approximately 6,000 acres of certified organic citrus in Florida that does not permit the use of neonicotinoid pesticides. I'm Mike D., Southeast AgNet.